You are a very collegiate person and a consultative person. To win an election, you're not worth two bob in opposition. Mm-hmm. To win an election, you've got to pass the pub test. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you the board here this morning is in meltdown on the open line at the news that the Chinese president's in Canberra. He's heading to Tasmania tomorrow. We're going to have a free trade agreement. Mm-hmm. Why can't we see this free trade agreement? Because you sign it. We don't believe that the people elected to represent us are speaking our language. Now, we're told, there'll be billions of dollars in new markets for Australian exporters, mm-hmm. that the dairy farmers will have tariff-free access, and the horticulturist and the wine. But hang on, the dairy farms, China are giving us nothing. The dairy farms are owned by China. We've now got this Chinese president going tomorrow to Tasmania, and they're going to sign up deals to buy more dairy farms. Now, in Western Victoria, 50 dairy farms have already signed individual deals to sell their farms to China, 90,000 cows. The Chinese stake is in control. Van Diemen's Land Company, a big Tasmanian dairy outfit, is going to sell its dairy farms, 18,000 milking cows, to China. Landmark Harcourts, another Tasmanian outfit, is going to sell 12 of its dairy farms to China. By this time next week, who's going to own little Tasmania? The public are very, very angry, Prime Minister, about this, I can tell you.
Well, Alan, can I just make 2 points in response? And I do understand that people are always anxious at what's often referred to as selling off the farm. But the 2 points I make are, first, that no one can buy land unless the person who currently owns the land wants to sell, and presumably you only want to sell to an overseas buyer because the overseas buyer is offering you a better price than any Australian. That's the first point.
Well, of course. But hang on. Yeah, that's true. But can Tony Abbott go and buy a farm in China?
Well,
the answer is no, Prime Minister. The answer is no, he can't. Nor can he buy a coal mine, nor can he buy a steel mill. You've got Ningbo Dairy Group, is one of China's biggest milk companies. They've already spent $15 million buying 3 dairy farms in Gippsland. But Prime Minister, I'm telling you, out there, they are on fire. In the pubs, they don't swallow this. And they've said, Ningbo, we're going to buy more farms in Victoria and New South Wales. They say we're going to build our own $6 million milk processing plant in Victoria. And the Vice President, Harry Wang, said, our aim is to own and control all parts of our milk supply chain in Australia. Then you've got this China Bright Food crowd. They're going to spend $2 billion, they admit it, purchasing dairy farms, wineries, and other agricultural assets. So the free trade agreement will say, oh, well, tariffs are off. When they were selling dairy produce to China and wineries, well, of course it's off. China own them. And their factory manager said, the clean and green, these are his words, and the food safety record is what we value. We'd like to start with dairy and move to all other foods from Australia. God, help me.
Well, Alan, look, I'm no expert on land ownership arrangements in China, but China is still run by the Communist Party. I'm not sure that anyone is that able to own land in China on an individual basis.
PM, you don't have a mandate for this. You don't have a mandate for a free trade agreement that is selling. I've had this out with Andrew Robb here. He thinks I'm a nutter.
Well, I'm not sure he does. But
well, I think he does, because he says this is
respectfully disagree with that.
This is okay. They are outraged that this is going on here. Now, okay, invest. That's fine. You want to invest, you can invest. But part of this free trade deal, we're told, is that they will, for private investment in this country, have a $1 billion limit. In other words,
Not on agricultural land.
I beg your pardon?
But not on agricultural land. We're in the process of changing the rules for agricultural land.
Yeah, but hang on. Do you know how much a farm costs? $2 million? $3 million? You say $15 million. Well, they'll meet that easily. They'll buy this one for $5 million, that one for $8 million, that one for $10 million.
And there'll be a register, so we'll be able to see
You promise the register at the election? We don't have it. We don't have it. But, I mean, can't we see? Aren't we entitled? See, I don't mean to in any way denigrate the very significant role that you play, and it's the most important role in Australia, but nonetheless, the people who vote are the masters, aren't they? They have given you whatever authority you've got. Mm-hmm. They don't agree with this.
Alan, look, many voters disagree with many things that governments do, but this free trade agreement with China has been on the go since about 2004.
I know, and we still haven't seen it. Are we entitled to read it, see it?
Because it's being negotiated.
But it's going to be signed before we see it.
It's going to be signed, but it won't actually come into force until, first of all, it's gone to the Parliamentary Committee on Treaties, been tabled in the Parliament, and almost certainly legislation for some aspects of it will have to be passed. So, look, there's a whole lot of due process that will now take place. But I promise you this, Alan, this is better for Australian agriculture. It's at least as good for our agriculture as New Zealand got about 6 or 7 years
ago. Well, look.
And their dairy exports to China have gone up from under a half a billion to over 3 billion.
Look, you've got to go. You've got to go, and I've got to go. And the last thing you need after a weekend like you've had is to be sort of arguing with me on Monday morning. But I thank you for your time, and I look forward to finding out more detail about all of this.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Tony Abbott.